One day, a little boy got a present. He opened it up. There was a box with holes on it. There was a little frog inside. Suddenly, they noticed that the big frog was kind of jealous then. So, the little frog hopped down by Big Frog. The big frog wasn't interested in a little frog to be right by him. So, the little boy just noticed that the big frog bit the little frog's leg. The little boy grabbed the little frog, and the dog scared the big frog away. But the little frog and the big frog were sitting on the turtle heading to the pond. All of a sudden, he thought of something. So the big frog pushed the little frog off of the turtle. Meanwhile, the little boy heard a moan. Moan, moan, moan. And then the little boy turned around, and the big frog had his foot in the air, and the little frog was on the floor with a bruise on his bottom. So they told the big frog that he couldn't come. So he stuck his little sword in the dirt, and they sailed away. Meanwhile, after that, the frog sat there. He thought, maybe I can just jump right back on, right by the little frog. So he jumped on to the little draft, and then the little boy didn't even notice. He just went along and pointed what ways they need to turn. But then he thought again, maybe I can push him off again. So the big frog pushed the little frog off the little drift of wood. Then the big frog sticked his tongue out, and he plopped into the water. And the turtle was surprised. So the turtle tapped on the little boy on his side, and the big frog just smiled and glared. But then the little boy turned around. The big frog was there, but where's the little frog? So the dog started moaning, and the turtle got a little too overheated. So they were looking all over for the frog, but they didn't notice that the frog was just on a piece of wood right by them, because he blended it. So the little boy called out, "Where are you? Where are you?" The little boy walked away crying as the turtle felt bad for him, and the dog tried to sneak up and scare him, but it didn't really work, so he just growled. And the big frog was really sad. He moaned. They went home, and the little boy had been sitting on his bed and crying, and everyone was very sad, even the big frog, who was the one who caused all this commotion. But suddenly they heard something smack against the window. It was the little frog, but he missed the window. And then he did it again, and he jumped in, and he landed on the big frog's head. So the little frog just laid down right by the big frog, and the little boy, the dog, and the turtle all were very happy. The end.